Amy Winehouse, and we say no, no, no. Rehab on FM4's Reality Check. At 1:41, thinking about going on a summer holiday? Got a plan at all lined up? You want to go somewhere completely different, a bit off the beaten track? Some place that's guaranteed to provide a thrill and adventure? Well, consider this. Afghanistan. No kidding, a plucky new travel company has become the first to provide all-inclusive tours in Afghanistan. Jonathan Bean, one of the co-founders of a travel company called Great Game, is based in Kabul, and he told FM4's Reem Hegazi all about exploring the sites in Afghanistan.
Last year was our first tour season, and we had about 100 tourists come with us last year. And we run tours in central and northern Afghanistan, a little bit out to western Afghanistan. So our classic tour would be Kabul, Bamiyan and Bandiamir, up to Mazar in the north, and to the ancient city of Balkh, which is just outside of Mazar, and near the Turkmen border to a Turkmen city called Anhoy, and then back to Kabul. And then we can add on tours out to Herat, up to Badakhshan and the Wakhan, or even out to the ancient minaret of Jam, the second tallest minaret in the world.
It sounds brilliant. How much would a tour cost, the big tour?
Touring in Afghanistan is not cheap. In order to tour in Afghanistan, you have to provide good security. Mr. Shafiq Zaghi spent the last 18 years as the liaison officer for the International Committee of the Red Cross here in Afghanistan. We met him as a friend, and he just began to consult with us and give us some advice here in Afghanistan. And we were looking also to hire a security company to consult with us. But we found out that the information he was giving us and the advice that he was sharing with us was so much better.
Have you had any precarious situations? Have there been security risks while you've been guiding tourists?
We've had no security incidents since we've been in the country. All of our routes, all of our destinations are subject to change at the very last minute. That's part of our booking process, and people have to agree to that before coming. We also work hard at developing good relationships with the local communities we travel in. And this is key to also good security, that they know who we are, that they don't mistake us for someone else, and that they get a fair benefit in tourism and what tourism can offer to the local economy.
What's the biggest risk, Jonathan?
There are suicide bombings and things like that. Now, we're very low profile in the way we travel around the country. We try not to be a target. We do not carry weapons in our vehicles, and most of the insurgency is in the south and limited to the southern part of the country. We do not run tours in the south.
What do your insurance policies look like?
Well, we require everyone to secure traveler's insurance before coming. We have not had a problem with people getting this. Internally, there aren't any kind of insurance companies. So our vehicles get in an accident and there's no kind of insurance. That's part of the risk of being here and running a business here.
But it's a risk worth taking. What's the most surprising and beautiful element of being in Afghanistan?
For the last 25, even 30 years, people haven't known anything of Afghanistan other than poverty, war, and poppy. I was probably most surprised by the people in Afghanistan. There are resilient people that are rising up from the destruction and from this horrible period in their history. And they're working hard and moving forward. And we see a country around us that's quickly moving towards peace. People are hopeful, and they want their country to really become a part of the international community again.
Sounds amazing. Jonathan Bean in Kabul. And if you're itching to go to Afghanistan and you want some more information about tours there, just go to greatgametravel.com.
Sister Lou, why don't you break it up?